Politico.com. A new poll shows Rubio leading by 11 points against Chris. The poll conducted by Mason Dixon Polling and Research found that 48% of likely GOP voters would currently back Rubio. In other news, new details about what may have led to the tragic stabbing death of a South Florida football star. According to Miami-Dade Police, Florida International University running back Kendall Berry confronted suspected killer Quentin Weish on campus after Weish reportedly had a disagreement with Berry's girlfriend and threw cookies in her face. Weish has been charged with second-degree murder after the stabbing outside the front doors of the campus rec center. Former Dolphins linebacker Joey Porter in trouble, has been arrested in Bakersfield, California on suspicion of DUI. He's also accused of assaulting an officer and resisting arrest. The California Highway Patrol says the 33-year-old player was confronted by officers early yesterday in a fast food parking lot. The 11-year veteran recently signed with the Arizona Cardinals. Make some room in the unemployment line. Even more people in Florida are out of work. A chief economist with the Agency for Workforce Innovation says Florida's unemployment rate set a record last month when it hit 12.2%.
This is the highest unemployment rate on record since the series started, which was in 1970. Although we know there were higher unemployment rates during the Great Depression, unfortunately we don't have statistics that go back that far.
But despite the increase in the unemployment rate, Rebecca Russ says Florida actually gained 26,000 jobs last month, the first increase in 2 years. And Florida could be getting the short end of the census stick if initial responses give any indication about future federal funding.
Florida gets the dubious distinction of being dead last in an initial assessment of census mailback rates, with just 9% responding, the only state still left in the single digits. Miami Census team leader Ralph De La Portilla says thanks to the foreclosure crisis, a lot of families have turned their homes into duplexes.
There can always be a chance that we've missed hidden units, multiple families residing in the same home.
He says they're doing everything they can to assure illegals will not be penalized for participating so Florida can get the census cash it so badly needs. Wendy Grossman, News Radio 610 WIOD.
President Barack Obama has arrived in Afghanistan for a surprise visit. It's his first in-person view as commander-in-chief of the war. He dramatically escalated. The trip comes nearly a year after he made a secretive visit to Iraq. A top White House advisor says the U.S. is making progress in its efforts to find allies to hold the line on Iran's nuclear ambitions. David Axelrod tells CNN's State of the Union that at the start of the Obama administration, Iran was united while the world was divided on how best to deal with Iran. Axelrod says the situation is now reversed. Well, by the end of the day, depending on the weather, the field at the Ericsson Open will be cut in half.
The women continue fourth round play today with U.S. Open champion and mom Kim Clijsters and comeback kid Justine Henin hitting the hard courts. Also serving it up are Rafael Nadal and Andy Roddick in third round action. Ousted yesterday, reigning Sony Ericsson Open champion Andy Murray. In Key Biscayne, Erica Rodriguez, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Next update at 12:30, Condo Craze and HOAs up next. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
It's the Maroonie Spring Event. So now at Maroonie Chevy, get the 2010 Silverado Extended Cab for only $22,999. Any questions?
Did you mean regular cab?
No, we said Extended Cab, just $22,999.
Oh, must be the base model.
Nope, it's an upgraded model with automatic and all the power options for just $22,999.
I got it. You only have one at this price, right?
Maroonie Chevy has six locations, and each one has a special selection of Silverado Extended Cabs for $22,999.
What if I want a lease?
Chevy just announced new Silverados as low as $399 a month for 39 months, with only $39.95 due with approved credit.
How come you're making it so easy?
We're Maroonie. We're AutoNation. The rules are different here. The spring event is going on now at Maroonie Chevy in West Dade, 8th Street in Lejeune, Pembroke Pines, Fort Lauderdale, Delray, and Green Acres. Get a new Chevy Silverado Extended Cab for $22,999.
Who are you going to call?
Maroonie! Any questions? Marooney.com.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, feel free to give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. You can email the show at any point, even during the week, at condocraze@wiod.com. And don't forget to check out the brand new website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Now, that's where you can learn lots more about the show, including you can write in your questions and comments, learning about us, if you want to know, listening to all of our past shows, which is kind of a cool feature, the sponsors' websites. You can click on the Facebook link. We are everywhere. We are. I'm Jerry Hester, as always, alongside attorney Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. So, how was your week?
Very good. Exciting week. But before we get to that, Jerry, just before we start the show, just want to say that 16 years ago today, I think I lost my biggest fan, and that was my brother Jay. He was only 33 at the time, and if there's one person who would have gotten a kick out of the show and would have been happy for his younger brother, it would have been him. So today, I dedicate the show to him.
Well, it's going to have to be a good one then.
Yeah, we'll make it a good one. Absolutely.
I understand that now you're a made man in New York, and they let you join the bar in, despite leaving them all in the dust 20 years ago when you moved down here to condo heaven. You know, you demand now.
Huh? I'm demand, right? Yeah, no, proud to say I stood up there this week in the appeals court in Brooklyn before five appellate judges and took the oath of attorney. And finally, after all this time, I can call myself a New York lawyer. I'm very happy to do it.
And Jerry, I can say he has been making everyone at the office call us that entire week. I'm sure his entire family is being required to call him by that thing. But it's already gone to his head. You know, he knows. He now goes to court and argues with his hands. He likes to use the four-letter words. And
hey.
It's really bad, but I do have to say, Eric, that to be honest, I kind of like this new side of you. The New York and you finally came back. Now it's just not about the Yankees or anything. You're actually playing the part.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
All right. Yeah. You know, it must have been that drink I let you buy me at the airport that gave you good luck on the way. Eric and I had flights at the same time on the same airline, but different flights last Sunday.
Yeah.
And we had a show meeting at the airport, Christy, with that. Yeah.
That's okay.
I was sorry.
This guy drank.
See, I would have been there and just gone to like Vegas or somewhere else. You guys should have told me when the meeting was.
Yeah,
I just
right.
would have hopped on a plane in a different direction.
Right. Hey, you could have come with me. Trust me. So what else happened this week?
Let's see. Some crazy news, but if you look, Florida's unemployment rate approaching over 12%. And it's now getting to the point where I got to tell you, it's pretty scary because even during the Depression in 1929, we were at 25%. And, you know, we're halfway there. And we added 4% this year. And if we add another 4% next year, we're up to 16%. And I got to tell you, 16%, what do we call it? Do we start calling it a depression again? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Eric, it's kind of crazy because I know that you said we were talking about it soared past the rates of the 1973. I believe it's 73 through 75. The state work agency said that that's when there was a massive recession. And I know it saw the numbers posted on Friday. And it's hard to believe. I think it's 1.26 million people are out of work in the state. To me, that's scary, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm terrified. I mean, I know I've got lots of people I know that have lost their jobs. I know everybody has. And unemployment in Dade and Broward has jumped significantly. I think the rates last year were between 8 and 8.3%, and more than 4% in a year, Eric, you said?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, everybody knows someone that has lost their job that has been affected by this or had their hours cut, you know, from full-time to part-time. And, you know, what is the definition of a depression? I mean, we're getting there quick. And the reason that it doesn't look as bad as the Dust Bowl or whatever you imagine that goes along with the Great Depression is that we had further to fall.
Right.
That's true.
And, you know, the numbers, you know, 12.2% unemployment, how many people is that compared to the 24% or whatever it was back in 1933?
Yep.
You know, it's probably more people out of work now than there were then, because there are more people and there are more people working.
Yeah. Well,
so
let's,
in my mind, it's already a depression.
I agree. And like what I was saying is I certainly don't want to find out. And Eric was saying, and you were saying, what is a depression?
Right.
I've never lived through one. I can't even say this is my first time living through any type of recession. During my whole years growing up, it was all a golden bubble. You know, everything was great. You could get what you wanted.
Yep.
And it's just amazing to me to see the unemployment numbers keep rising, to see people getting forced into tents. I mean, I believe in West Palm, or it's California that has that tent city where people, normal everyday people with suits are going out there. And
well, you asked how many people in Florida are currently without jobs. How about 1.26 million people just in the state of Florida, as reported in the Sun Sentinel this week? And again, we added 4% unemployment just in 1 year that brought us over 12%. If we add another 4% in the next coming year, we're at 16%. And again, I don't know what a depression is, but 16%, you got to start thinking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not to go too far off the topic, but I got to tell you, I just can't imagine that in the middle of the worst financial crisis probably since the 1920s, that the health care bill was somehow the top priority in this administration. Really, it absolutely boggles my mind. But again, even with all the New Deal legislation, like in the 30s, the U.S. remained in a depression until actually we entered the war 10 years after the market crash. And it was really the war and the defense industry jobs that led us out of the depression. And this week, you already have companies like AT&T and 3M, and they're claiming it's going to cost them billions or at least hundreds of millions of dollars in new taxes under the plan. And obviously, I think it's going to result in even more job cuts.
Okay, Rush. you're going to be here for your show at noon tomorrow, right?
Call me Rush again. Another way. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. It's not just me. Another article, I think it was in this morning's paper, in a statewide Mason-Dixon poll this week, of 625 voters, Obama's favorable ratings have plunged to 37% from 50% in Florida since when he was elected in 2008. And Senator Nelson's favorable ratings dropped even more dramatically. He's now at 36%. From 54% when he was reelected in 2006. So people don't like what they're seeing.
Mr. Hannity, is there any good news to report?
Hey, you want some good news? We'll give you some good news.
I know you don't like it when I call you Rush. Now I call you Sean.
I think Hannity is actually farther to the right than Rush is. But anyway, yeah, there was some good news. In an article in the Sun Sentinel this week, they indicated that it's going to take at least until 2016 before your home value catches up with what you owe on it.
That's the good news?
Yeah, that's
the
good news.
Yeah, you know why?
I don't want to hear the bad news.
Yeah, you know why it's good news?
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's good news because the original estimates had you catching up in 2018.
That's still 6 years from now, though. Think about it. In the state we're in, if this continues for 6 years to catch up, it's a scary thought.
Frightening,
I'm sorry.
Frightening. Well, actually, Christy may have some good news to pass on with us this morning.
I love being the bearer of good news. That's all I got to say. Compared coming after you with those ratios and those rates, I'm like, ah. But there is actually some good news. I know everybody out there has heard us kind of beat a little bit on Bank of America over the last couple of weeks because of the issues with them taking the wrong houses, the issues with them possibly losing the funding for the building of the new Broward County Courthouse. But this week, it seems like those issues that we've been mentioning have been brought to Bank of America's face, I guess. And, you know, they appear to be trying to save some face. And they've agreed to a new plan to try and give troubled borrowers a break. What they're going to do is they're actually stating they're going to forgive up to 30% of a customer's total mortgage balance, which could lead the way for other lenders to do the same thing. Under the proposal, homeowners must be at least 60 days delinquent. So in that case, you're going to have some credit issues in the future. But if you owe more than 120% of your home values, you'll be able to get the 30% off. And I believe in Broward alone, that's almost 54% of the homes. So
That's
a scary number, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it scary? Yeah,
54%.
But the thing is, it brings it back down to normalcy. You know, you're knocking 30% off. So, yeah, you owe 120%. So it'll bring it back down maybe to a manageable amount.
Yeah, but here's how I look at it. You know, it's great they're going to potentially agree to reduce by what you owe by 30%, Bo. So now instead of owing a ridiculous sum of money on your home, you're only going to owe an absurd amount of money on your home. You know, I don't know how much it's going to help, to tell you the truth. But, you know, time will tell.
And if you know, before we go to break, let's think about this. If you don't have a job, what's the difference how much your mortgage is? You can't pay it anyway.
That's right.
All right. Sure. We'll take a break and we'll get right to your phone calls. Joni, Rosie, I know you're online. Just stay right there. We'll be right to you on Condo Craze and HOAs. News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer and Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learned quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Rush.
People ask me, Rush, after all these years, why don't you get a call-in number like 1-800-HI-RUSH? Our phone number works fine. We never had any problem getting calls.
Rush.
Nice to have you, sir. Welcome.
I love you.
No way.
I listen every day.
My man.
Weekdays at noon.
Way to go. Hubba hubba.
Give Rush a call.
Great to hear that.
News Radio 610 WIOD.
Get ready to pop your clutch. Harley's and Hot Rod's Cruise Night, sponsored by Pep Boys, is happening Tuesday, April 6th, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Dania High Life Fronton. Come see the coolest Harleys, the hottest hot rods, classic cars, tricked out trucks, muscle cars, foreign cars, custom cars, motorcycles, and more. And that's only the beginning. There'll be prizes and Pep Boys giveaways. You'll also be treated to DJ Scott, the Music Man, spinning all your favorite tunes. Dania High Life Fronton is a quarter mile east of US 1 on Dania Beach Boulevard in Dania. Get there early and stay late. The Harley and Hot Rod Show is on from 6 to 10 p.m. and it's free. Harley's and Hot Rod's Cruise Night, sponsored by Pep Boys. Tuesday, April 6th at the Dania High Life Fronton in Dania. Presented by Russ G. Events. See cruisinsouthflorida.com for details.
Are you carrying around extra weight that's stopping you from enjoying life? If you're ready to take the first step to getting your life back, South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center can help. South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center works with patients who are in need of weight loss through bariatric surgery, also called weight loss surgery. Experience has proven that less than 5% of the seriously overweight or morbidly obese population really benefit from non-surgical weight reduction programs. Dr. Emil Matei has a proven record of successful outcomes. South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center offers a variety of procedures and techniques, including laparoscopic adjustable gastric band, laparoscopic Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy, Rose procedure, and revisional surgery, with insurance and self-pay options. For details about the next free weight loss surgery information session, call South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center at 954-889-0218. That's South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center, 954-889-0218.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers, or you can email the show at condocraze@wiod.com. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Let's get right to the phones. It's Joni. Hi, Joni. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, hi, guys. My question is regarding the appointment of board directors. We had our annual meeting yesterday, and in order to run for the board, you have to submit in writing your intention to run for the board. But the deadline to get your written documentation in is by February the 15th. Two members that wanted to run for the board did not get their paperwork in on time. The question I have is, can the new board make a motion to appoint these two individuals to the board?
Okay, question for you. How many people ran for how many spots?
Well, we had we have 9 spots.
Okay.
We currently now have 7 board members.
Okay, so there are two.
Right, there's 2 empty spots.
So there are 2 vacancies. So even though that those 2 people didn't submit their request to be a candidate by the deadline,
right,
those 2 vacancies can be filled by the remaining board members, and they can fill them with the 2 people that didn't get the information in on time.
Okay, because we had a little vote yesterday, and four people were for adding those 2 extra board members, and 3 were against. So we can add them then.
Joni, I'm actually going to jump in here. Yeah. Just make sure you take a look at your bylaws and make sure you follow the procedure in there for vacancies and appointing board members, because certain declarations actually have certain procedures for appointing them.
That would be in our bylaws.
That would be in your bylaws, correct.
Okay.
But generally speaking, when there's vacancies on a board, those vacancies can be filled by the remaining directors.
Okay, great.
Okay?
All right, thank you very much,
Okay, thanks a lot, Joni.
Thanks, Joni. Let's go to Rozzy. Hi. Let's talk to Rozzy. Am I saying your name right? Is it Rozzy?
Yeah, Rosalind. It's all right.
Oh, hi.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh, no, I would never, ever do that.
A comedian we got here. Come on, Rosalind.
Really.
What's going on, Rosalind? How can we help you?
I have to congratulate you. I listen to you every week, and you're very, very informative, which I really appreciate, because I've served on my board about 25 years.
Really? Well, first of all, thank you very much, and it's not just me, it's the 3 of us here.
I know. It's teamwork. The thing is this, I congratulate you because finally your generation admitted that we are in a depression. When I say it, the people poo-poo me and say, you don't know what you're talking about. I was 10 when we were in the Depression. So it's very vivid, very clear in my mind. If you are out of work, it's the Depression. If you have 2 incomes to try and make ends meet, it's a new word in my generation, but you can use the word recession.
Right. I actually love this call. But I'll tell you, the only thing that perhaps people would disagree with you about is that, you know, perhaps back in your day, we had people standing, you know, on soup lines and bread lines and things of that nature.
They were selling pencils, 5 for a penny.
Right. We don't have that yet. And I say yet, and I don't know if we're ever going
to
get there.
I'm afraid that's where we're walking to.
I do, too. That's why I brought up, we have further to fall.
Right.
Well, we do. I mean, what I mentioned earlier with the tent cities, it was California, wasn't it, Eric? That struck me so hard because they had people that lost their homes, but yet they were still trying to continue and try to work in the workforce. So they would wash their clothes in Tent City and actually hang them. You'd see suits hanging on clothing lines in the pictures.
Hey, right. Rosalind, not to put you on the spot, but if you were president, any ideas about how we should get out of it?
You really don't want to know. <You're
right>. Well, I figured I'd just ask somebody with some experience who's been there and done that.
There is a way to get out of it, but not the way, the direction that the president administration in Washington is going.
I got you.
And I think a lot of people agree with you in that direction.
We're definitely
me.
On the same page on that one.
And everybody must get out to vote, and don't vote party line.
Right.
Vote for qualifications. It could be somebody who has a men's clothing store.
Right.
It could be a butcher down the road.
Doesn't have to be a lawyer, that's for sure.
That's right. We don't need lawyers in Washington.
I have to say, I almost agree with that one. I know it sounds crazy, but I almost
but
feel
we
like...
need them on the radio.
Thanks. But
Jerry, that's a good idea. We should have a tea party right here at WIOD Studios.
What do I have to hold my pinky out when I drink my coffee? Is that what a tea party is?
Listen, Harry Truman was a businessman.
Right.
I agree.
Well, haberdasher, right?
That's right.
Okay. I think...
He wasn't a lawyer, but when he needed information, he went to the law book.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how about just bringing in some common sense,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Bring
in some of these CEOs or somebody that's managed a corporation and actually brought it back from the brink of disaster. Bring in financial analysts.
Well, that's why you heard
stuff.
It here first. Mitt Romney will probably be the next president, because that's what I think people want.
He's got the brains.
Yeah, he does. Rosalind, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this call.
You're welcome.
Okay? Thanks, Rosalind.
Thanks again.
You know, I always said the guys that are qualified to be president don't want to take a pay cut.
Well, the guys that are qualified, they don't want the stress either. I mean, you always see them. I know I wouldn't want that stress in my hair. I mean, how much dye can you really put in there to stop the gray from coming out, you know?
You would be practically glowing.
Exactly.
Actually, let's take one more call before we go to news. It's Luciano on line 3. Hi, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have had an ongoing issue with my association regarding my bedroom windows. A piece of roofing came off during Hurricane Wilma and damaged my windows. And I'm kind of a very busy person. I'm getting my master's degree and I'm also a teacher. So I haven't had time to follow up with it as much as I should have been. And I started to really get on the case recently. And I'm just really frustrated because I keep on getting the runaround. They don't answer calls. They don't answer emails. And it's one lady in particular that I'm dealing with.
Well, what are you saying? That during Wilma, a piece of the roof came off, and what happened?
Damaged my bedroom windows, and they said that they were in litigation with the insurance company, supposedly,
right.
And the lawyer died. And then the story changed to, it's in process, but the judge has to make a decision and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Quick question.
And now finally got a company that was approved by the board to repair the windows, and then now the story is, you know, we're waiting on approval for the check for the deposit on the repairs. So, you know, the story keeps on changing. I don't get answers from them as far as emails and phone calls. If the lady's even in the office or if she's not busy.
Can I interrupt here real fast? Quick question for you. What kind of damage did it cause? Is it leaking now? Is the window still broken? I mean, have you stepped in and had to repair it and are looking for reimbursement? Or I'm just trying to figure out what the status of the window is.
I just wanted, they have to be replaced because the windows haven't been produced since like 1985. Okay. And I just did like a quick fix at, you know, Ace Hardware or whatever, just replaced the Lucite plastic on them.
Okay.
But they're not repaired correctly.
Is there water coming in? I'm just trying to figure out, because if there's water intrusion coming in, the board definitely has an immediate duty to get in and fix it to prevent future damage to the common elements or to your unit. So that's why I was trying to come from that aspect of it.
No, it's not really water coming in. They just don't seal properly. So air comes in constantly. They don't seal properly.
Okay. Well, you know what you should also do is call us in the office at 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. Why? Because I have to see if in your documents the windows are itself a common element or actually part of the unit. And that may, in fact, determine how we go from there.
Okay. I also had a little bone of contention to pick with you guys about last week's show.
Time for a break. What do you know?
the criteria, when you guys were speaking about the senator or whatever that mentioned Florida was a third world country.
Yes.
I didn't like that you guys mentioned that Spanish speakers, per se, is a criteria for categorizing Florida as third world country.
Now, if you remember, what we said was, what are the criteria for deciding whether or not a place is actually considered third world? And I did not mention the Spanish language specifically. What I said was, one part of the criteria may be that English is not the predominant language. And certainly it can be argued that parts of Dade County, English is not the predominant language.
That's true, but I don't think that should be a criteria. And I think that's more of a strength.
Yeah, but that's not his criteria. Yeah. That's actually the criteria that came down in determining the definition of a third world country. If you go online and research that's what he was mentioning. Yeah. He was just bringing up whether it fills it in.
Yeah, and respectfully, me and you will never agree that part of the strength of a community anywhere in the United States is the fact that it speaks a language other than English. Sorry, that's the way I feel about it. I don't like it when I go into a courthouse. I don't like it when I go into a bank. I don't like it when I go into a post office here in Dade County and someone addresses me in a language other than English. I've said it and I won't change it. That's simply the way I feel.
That's my bone of contention. We are so unique as a place geographically.
Yeah, well, my grandparents came here and couldn't speak English as well, but they learned, they went to school and they learned it. And again, that's the position I'm going to take. Here in America, we speak English.
That's fine. I agree with you that, you know, people should speak the language of the country where they're living. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't agree with that point of view that it's a weakness.
I got you.
Being where we are geographically, the business that we get from our neighbors to the south, and I think for the future, we're going to have a lot of Haitian immigrants given the situation with...
I think it's wonderful that people can speak two languages. It's great. But again, if you're asking me what should be spoken, generally when you go into government buildings, when you go into supermarkets, when you go into post offices, sorry, I'm looking to speak English. Okay, Luciano,
right,
thanks for the call.
Okie
doke.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Have a good day. We need to take a break for news, and we'll be back and take more of your phone calls. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. It's 12:32. I'm Randy Lance with our top stories. Governor Crist and former House Speaker Marco Rubio face off for the first time on national TV as the race for the U.S. Senate seat heats up. And President Obama makes a surprise visit to Afghanistan. We'll have the latest details. But first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Gracias, Randy. 75 southbound, south of Miramar Parkway. Accident there. Also, Florida AIDS Walk, Huizinga Plaza, downtown Fort Lauderdale. That's going on today, all afternoon. Be aware of that. Don Shula, northbound and southbound at Killian. Construction will slow you down. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin. News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Partly sunny skies today with lower 80s with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, but we'll see more widespread showers and storms tonight, and some could reach severe limits. We'll get numerous showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. It will be breezy and close to 80. I'm meteorologist Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WILD.
And mostly cloudy all across South Florida this afternoon. 77 degrees in Aventura, 78 in Margate. It's 12:33. A face-off between the two GOP Senate candidates, Governor Charlie Crist and former Florida Speaker Marco Rubio, on Fox News Sunday discussing health care, taxes, and Washington politics. Governor Crist accusing his opponent of keeping a $600,000 slush fund and charging taxpayers for flights and other items.
I think we can both agree we're both good conservatives. But what he has also done is he's utilized funds for plane flights. You know, thousands of dollars where he billed the taxpayers of Florida. He also billed the Republican Party of Florida.
Rubio says the money is accounted for and says Governor Crist has strayed from certain conservative principles. And in case you missed it, no worries. You can catch it right now at WIOD.com. And we will replay the debate in its entirety beginning at 2 o'clock right here on News Radio 610 WIOD. Our other top story this afternoon, President Obama has arrived in Afghanistan for a surprise visit. It's his first in-person view as commander-in-chief of the war he escalated. The trip comes nearly a year after he made a secretive visit to Iraq. Former Dolphins linebacker Joey Porter has been arrested in Bakersfield, California on suspicion of drunken driving. He's also accused of assaulting an officer and resisting arrest. The California Highway Patrol says the 33-year-old player was confronted by officers outside of a fast food parking lot. The 11-year veteran recently signed with the Arizona Cardinals. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is consulting with teams of experts on whether anything can be done to help an entangled whale spotted off the coast of Miami earlier this week, but the whale hasn't been seen since. The humpback whale was seen Friday afternoon about a mile off Government Cut near Miami Beach. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Need to file an insurance claim for your condo? Need help getting the insurance money you're entitled to? Florida Lost Public Adjusters want you to know they can handle your insurance claim, whether it's a claim for the entire condominium community or just one unit. If it has any damage such as fire or water, or if it suffered roof damage from winds like from Hurricane Wilma, call 1-888-FLA-LOSS or visit floridaloss.com. The experienced team at Florida Lost Public Adjusters handle new claims, denied claims, and can even review old closed claims just to make sure you were paid properly. And the best part, there's never a fee unless they collect you money. Florida Lost Public Adjusters specialize in adjusting condominium communities and homeowners association claims and are on your side. To get the insurance money you're entitled to, contact us today at 1-888-FLA-LOSS. That's 888-352-5677 or visit floridaloss.com.
Florida Lost Public Adjusters. We're your insurance adjuster. Michael McManigal, license number E109802.
So, how are they going? Oh, we mean your New Year's resolutions. You know, the stubborn 10 pounds, doing volunteer work. What if making this year better relied less on sticking to resolutions and more on making good decisions? The Spring for Lexus sales event is the perfect way to start. With compelling deals on select 2010 models, what has always been a rewarding decision is now an easier one. And whether it's the RX, IS, or ES, the joys of driving any one of them will outlast trends, seasons, and even resolutions. The Spring for a Lexus sales event, now through March 31st, at your South Florida Lexus dealer. Special lease offers now available on the 2010 RX 350, IS 250, and ES 350 models.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease program limitations and offer details. Not all customers will qualify. Not available in Hawaii. Offer ends March 31st, 2010.
Hola, shalom, aloha, konnichiwa. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. I'm Jerry Hester, along with attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. Star 610 for AT&T Wireless customers get you through. Or you can always email the show if you're not comfortable talking on the radio, condocraze@wiod.com.
Hey, I think you said everything but hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. We got it.
Oh, geez. Here we go again.
You know the reason for that. Eric just doesn't want people talking behind his back when he doesn't understand what's going on. Right. That's the thing.
Yeah, you know, I can turn his mic off. That's an easy thing to do. Let's talk to Justin. Hi, Justin. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
How are you, Justin?
Had a quick question. Well, not necessarily quick, but. I own a condo in a condo hotel in Miami Beach. The developer bought the hotel about 15 years ago, and what he did is he created a condo or a hotel rental program, which him and his family or their acquaintances run, and condo owners were given the choice of either renting out their units themselves or putting their units into the hotel program and letting the hotel program rent them out.
Right.
And this has been fine for the last 10 years. Now, over the last 10 years, the developer retained a lot of the units himself and put them into corporations that either his family or friends control. So they have a majority voting right. Now,
Justin, let me cut you off for 1 second because I need to know before we go further. What's the name of the hotel?
The Shelbourne.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it, and that's why I'm asking you. Very, very weird because this is the first time this actually ever happened on this show. I am litigating a case against the Shelbourne regarding these very issues.
Okay.
And rather than discuss my way of thinking about this place on the air and giving away my thoughts and my strategies and things of that nature, I need to talk to you in private. First time this happened on the show, but
right. Yeah,
I really don't want to talk about an
you
actual...
You have to recuse yourself.
There you go. Can't talk about a pending litigation case
words.
On the air. But let me put it this way. Your thoughts and your curiosities and your concerns are exactly what I'm litigating right now. So do me a favor. Call me again at the office, 1-877, the number 4, Condo Craze, and I would love to talk to you because it seems like your interests and my client's interests are pretty aligned.
Yeah, cause the board just voted for a $4 million renovation without telling anyone.
Understand
on the building. Well, anyway, all right. I appreciate your help, and I will give you a call.
You got it. Thanks, Justin.
All thanks, right. Justin.
Yeah, that's a weird one. It's the first
Justin
time that ever
didn't
happened.
Know that you were already helping him.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
You know, I want to go back and touch on something really quick that Luciano brought up. Hurricane Wilma.
Yeah.
You still have until October 24th,
right.
Which is the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Wilma,
right.
To put in any claims for damages done by Wilma.
Yeah, your statute of limitations is 5 years.
It's over on October 24th.
And the thing is, if the boards don't do that and they still have a duty to repair, I mean, it's not, they just won't have the insurance proceeds as the issue. That's what the boards need to step up and realize is you need to get that out there because otherwise you're going to be paying out of the pockets.
Yep.
Unit owners are.
Yeah, so if you've got something, some damage to do with Hurricane Wilma that is not already pending with the insurance company. You have until then to file.
Right. And again, most law firms will help you on a contingency fee basis. So you really don't have much to lose.
Right. Let's talk to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, good. Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. I am a property manager, and of course, we are experiencing terrible receivables. And with this whole issue that's coming up with appointed receivers, in order to collect rents from units that have not really been foreclosed yet by the bank, but have renters in them. How is a receiver appointed? Is that someone who is selected by the lawyer, or how does that come about?
Okay. What you might have been reading about in the press in the last couple of months is actually blanket receiverships,
right,
which is basically a receiver appointed in one case to collect rents for every single unit in the condo association. Don't know how much we're in favor of that. Don't know how much it, you know, sometimes it works or doesn't work. And I can tell you that there's some judges in Dade County who even originally entered those types of orders appointing blanket receivers and now thought that it may be unconstitutional and a violation of due process to actually continue doing it, because not everybody who may have an interest in that receivership is actually named in that lawsuit and is given notice beforehand. So, again, not too much in favor of the blanket receiverships. But you can, as long as the association has a pending lawsuit against any one of their delinquent unit owners, the association would have a right to go in and ask the court to have a receiver appointed to collect the rent. And what we do in our office, as Christy can tell you, is we ask the court to name our law firm as the receiver. That way the association doesn't actually have to go out and pay yet another third party to do it.
Oh, I see.
And Kathy, well, I'm going to jump in here too, because Eric said that that's mostly for the condo associations. But the way the statute reads is the minute it's in foreclosure, you're allowed to have a receiver appointed. So, I mean, if you've got a mortgage foreclosure that's out there that's been sitting, you can go ahead and just do a counterclaim into it and actually go in across my pipe. And actually go in and request the court appoint a receiver to collect the rents on the behalf of the association. Because in 90% of the times right now with the mortgage companies, they haven't done the proper paperwork and actually filed the proper paperwork to go in and actually get the rents. They don't have an assignment of leases recorded. So most of the time, they're not entitled to the rental amount. So they won't be able to come after you for it. I can't guarantee that in every single case.
Right.
But in most of them, they haven't done the paperwork. That's what we found. So the association actually has a statutory right to go in there and collect those rents then. So even if you don't want to file your own foreclosure, you can get into the bank's foreclosure and request it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much,
Thank
guys.
You so much for the call, Kathy.
Thanks for calling, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, as long as Kathy brought up some foreclosure stuff, let's talk about that. On January 24th show, if our listeners may remember, we were reviewing some pending legislation in Tallahassee about making the banks more responsible for past association dues. And I took the position during that show that I really didn't see the big deal in making condo assessments and HOA fees superior to the bank's mortgage. And again, for those that may remember, I said really there's no reason in the world why the banks can't require buyers to escrow the condo fees each month or always have like 6 months or a year's worth of assessments escrowed, just like they handle your real estate taxes. And unfortunately, though, not a single Florida legislator submitted a bill along those lines. But, Jerry, I got to tell you, who knew that our show, that Condo Craze and HOAs, was broadcast in Ohio? I had no idea.
Me neither. I always wanted to say this. Hello, Cleveland!
Eric, you guys, hello. There's the internet. Hello.
Yes,
internet.
True. There's internet and there's also iHeartRadio, but that's we're true. Not actually on the air.
No, but you can hear it anywhere. You can hear
we would have to talk really loud and face that way if we wanted to be heard in Ohio.
Apparently somebody is listening in Ohio, because a bill was just introduced in the Ohio House of Representatives that states that the condominium lien has priority over the bank's first mortgage in a foreclosure.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say this on the air. Yeah. What does everybody know? Finally, a legislator who has the guts to actually stand up to the banking lobby. You know, this is amazing to me. I'm impressed.
You don't see it down here. Never.
So in layman's terms, what does this mean to the average Mr. and Mrs. Joe condominium?
It means that if a bank forecloses, the bank would have to pay all back assessments and all future condo assessments, because the bank's lien would be inferior to the condo's lien.
Not only that, Jerry, but it also means that if the condo forecloses, it could potentially wipe out the bank's mortgage. So they're actually going to come in just like a tax lien. If the tax government, you know, if there's a tax lien for real estate property and you haven't paid it, that could come in and wipe out your first. You don't take the property subject to. So the bank there has a duty to pay the real estate taxes. So why not make them have a duty to pay the condo assessments and prevent additional foreclosures and additional downfall.
And that's what we should be hearing from Tallahassee, but we don't see it at all.
Well, it's a win-win for condo associations in Ohio. Now, how many condos are there in Ohio compared to how many condos are in Florida? You know, shouldn't we be the first state to pass something like this?
Yeah, you would.
I mean, that would only make sense. Oh, that's why it didn't. It makes sense.
What's crazy?
Well, what am I thinking?
You know what's crazy is that it used to be that way. Florida used to be the leader in new law, new legislation, especially for condos, being we were one of the biggest condo markets, and look what's happened.
Absolutely not the case. Yeah, you would think, but the months of inactivity have now turned into years of inactivity, with no real leader, quite frankly, from either party stepping up to the plate to protect associations' rights. And again, I'll remind our listeners, when it's time to pull that lever in November, ask yourself if the incumbent has done anything to help your association problems. If your answer is no, choose someone else from the list. Way to go, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Ohio, two thumbs up. We'll take a break and come back and wrap it up on Condo Craze and HOAs. News Radio 610 WIOD.
Need to file an insurance claim for your condo? Need help getting the insurance money you're entitled to? Florida Loss Public Adjusters want you to know they can handle your insurance claim, whether it's a claim for the entire condominium community or just one unit. If it has any damage such as fire or water, or if it suffered roof damage from winds like from Hurricane Wilma, call 1-888-FLA-LOSS or visit FloridaLoss.com. The experienced team at Florida Loss Public Adjusters handle new claims, denied claims, and can even review old closed claims just to make sure you were paid properly. And the best part, there's never a fee unless they collect you money. Florida Loss Public Adjusters specialize in adjusting condominium communities and homeowners association claims and are on your side. To get the insurance money you're entitled to, contact us today at 1-888-FLA-LOSS. That's 888-352-5677 or visit FloridaLoss.com.
Florida Loss Public Adjusters. We're your insurance adjuster. Michael McManigal, license number E109802.
It's the Maruni Spring Event. So now at Maruni Honda, get the Honda Accord for $249 a month or the Civic $199 a month, all sign and drive. Any questions?
Well, when you say sign and drive, what do you mean?
When we say sign and drive, we mean you sign, you drive.
Any deposits due?
Nope.
Additional fees?
Not here.
Erroneous charges, unexplained extras, mysterious add-ons?
You haven't leased here before, have you?
No, but I'm about to.
When Maruni Honda says sign and drive, you get a brand new Accord for $249 a month or a Civic $199 a month, both with absolutely nothing down. It's a 36-month lease with approved credit.
You're not like other car dealers, are you?
We're Maruni. We're Auto Nation. The rules are different here. The spring event is going on now at Maruni Honda in Miami and Maruni Honda in Hollywood. Get a new Accord for $249 a month or Civic $199, all sign and drive.
Who are you going to call?
Maruni!
Any questions? Maruni.com.
There is a watchmaking standard that is revered around the world. That standard comes from Rolex. From clasp to bracelet to its unique watertight oyster case, a Rolex holds its value because it was intended to. Crafted from just three precious metals, platinum, steel, and gold, each defies the ordinary. Its steel, 904L, virtually indestructible and corrosion resistant, is incomparable. Its patented Everrose Gold, created in an exclusive foundry, will remain beautiful for life. Inside, a genuine Rolex movement is a product of superiority and remarkable testing. It is unrivaled. At Rolex, flawless standards create more than a watch. They create a value that was meant to endure. For a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, Bell Harbor Shops, Bell Harbor and Worth Avenue, Palm Beach.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips, and we are taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. Now listen, before we get back to the phones, I have to read you this email that we just got.
Okay.
Okay, this is great. I love this guy. I don't even know him, or if it's a girl, I don't know. It's from Chris. It could go either way. Hi, enjoying the show. Can condo boards put the names of owners and the amount of their late maintenance payments on a bulletin board?
Good question. We've been asked this a million times.
Probably
and
a
the
trillion.
Answer is no, you can't. Under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, that's what's called as publication of a deadbeat list. And if you do that, the board can be sued under federal law for violating, again, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. So that's not what you want to do. You can probably be sued for other causes of action, like intentional infliction of emotional distress and things of that nature. But what you can do is any unit owner can walk into the condominium association's office, you know, and hand in a records request requesting to know which units are in foreclosure and requesting copies of anyone's ledger in the community. But the association itself or the board of directors itself better not publish that list for all to see, because that's going to wind up in a lawsuit. So I hope that answers your question.
Thanks, Chris, for writing in. And if you have a question for us and we don't get to your call, you can always email us at condocraze@wiod.com. Let's talk to Aaron. Hi, Aaron. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, thank you. My question is this. I'm a member of an HOA, and we just had a board meeting that passed a special assessment, and I was looking at our financial statements that have been audited, and in the report it shows that our reserves are a general fund, not specific line items. So I question the board as to why we can't use the general fund reserves to cover the special assessment needs. And the board tells me that, oh, that's wrong, the financial statement is incorrect, that we do have specific reserves. Well, I don't understand how that could be if we've had auditors say that we have a general fund. But the board was very adamant about it, and I can't understand why we can't get an answer from the board about that.
What was the special assessment passed for?
It was for, actually, for paving.
For paving, because typically that's one of the things that are normally reserved for. But
yeah, well, actually, and apparently there isn't. They claim that there is a line item for paving, but it's very insignificant. And I'm just wondering what, as the general member, not member of the board, can do now that they passed the special assessment, and regarding using these general funds.
Okay, let me go ahead and address this real fast, because it is an HOA and it's different than condo associations. HOAs legally aren't required to have reserves, but if the association at some point in its existence voted for reserves, then they have to continue to accrue and get the reserves. I don't know exactly how your reserves are broken down. They're, you know, they might have the line items, might not, but in order to actually change the use rights of any reserves, that's where it mirrors a lot like the condo. You actually have to get a vote pursuant to what your declaration of covenant states. So it's something, if you gave us a call in the office, I can definitely take a look at your bylaws and your declaration to try and determine. And, you know, we can do a records request if you want to go ahead and submit a records request to the board, just asking them for a breakdown of the reserve funds. That would be my first recommendation. I'd send it certified return receipt. And then you can give us a call at the office, 1-877-CONDO-CRAZE.
Number four, CONDO-CRAZE.
Sorry, guys. It's Sunday morning or afternoon, I guess. I'm forgetting the number there. But definitely give us a call, because it's something different that actually is specific for each homeowners association out there, since there is no statutory regime like there is in the condos.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. My concern was, we've already been told by the auditors that it is a general reserve.
Right.
It's in the financial statements and the disclosure.
Right, so you're saying we're already reserving it. What in the world is the need for the special assessment?
Exactly. And then they're telling us that that our association is very delinquencies, which means we're not going to even get enough money for the special assessment to cover the expenditure.
And worse, the special assessment may lead to even more delinquencies.
Exactly. That's all it's going to do. Just keep adding to it.
Well, call us in the office. Let's see if we can help you out.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Aaron.
It's funny you said that, Eric, because that's the word that I cloned. The downward spiral, as I say, the downward spiral of the delinquencies nowadays. You keep getting special assessment after special assessment, and it keeps going down and down.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
We got time for one more call today. Let's talk to Joe. Hi, Joe. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi there.
Hey, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, I'm calling about my son. We have a son who has autism. And we purchased a black lab puppy, which is a primary dog for emotional therapy. And we received a letter from the board that since the dog is going to be more than 20 pounds at his maturity, that we are not permitted to have the dog.
Right.
And I would just like your comments on that, because I was under the impression under the ADA that they could not do that.
Yeah.
There are dogs in the... Also, there are many dogs in our settlement that are well over 20 pounds, and they don't seem to be pursuing it on them.
Okay, for that reason alone, it would probably be unenforceable, because they haven't been enforcing the rule as to anybody else, it seems. So, never mind, the federal regulations. But, yeah, as we spoke about many times on the show, and actually I think we're going to have a large portion of the show devoted to it next week, that if your son has this type of disability... And, of course, it's medically documented.
It has been medically documented since he was about 4 years old. He's
right.
been in a special autism cluster at school for
his
entire school life.
And if a doctor will simply indicate that he does, in fact, achieve some sort of medical benefit from the pet, it's going to be difficult, if next to impossible, for the association to do anything about it at all.
I have already complied with that, and then they said they need more information, and then one of the stupid parts of the letter they sent me said, are there any smaller dogs that will suffice? And
right.
I just sent them out a letter. In fact, it's going to be certified mail sent back to them tomorrow morning.
Right. Again, you know what? I would suggest you tune in next week, because we're going to have a lot of discussion on pet topics.
I'm going to ask if you could just have him give you my number, because I'm driving and I can't call you back, and just have you guys call me during the week. And I'll set up an appointment to come in and see you.
Yeah, you don't want to give your number out on the air, I'm sure, though.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Get it from the screener. I will wait for your call sometime during the next week or so whenever you get around to it, and I will come in and I'll show you what I've already done so far.
Thanks for calling, Joe, and I wish you and your son a lot of luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, Joe. Thanks for the call. Will, I'm going to put him on hold and go ahead and get Joe's number from line one. And we'll get it after the show. Boy, a lot of, he brought up something interesting. Now, even if it falls under the ADA, does the size limit matter?
You cannot restrict them
at all.
You can't have a pony or a horse or some livestock animal
right.
in there, but... In regards to restriction on size, weight, stuff like that, it's all out the window. Just like, if you restrict it completely with no dogs, you're wiping that out. So you're going to tell me you're putting a restriction just because it's over 20 pounds? Most of the time, the bigger dogs are the ones that people need for therapy dogs and for regular dogs.
We're going to hit on that next week, and you're going to be surprised just how emotional a topic this can be.
And it comes from me, because I love dogs.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that next week when we come back. We will take a short break, and we'll be back next Sunday at noon.
Yes.
What do you think? Have a good week, everybody. The Capital Gold Show is coming up next, followed by a very special edition of Fox Sports Sunday with the Governor Charlie Crist and Marco Rubio debate. It's all coming up at 2 o'clock on News Radio 610 WIOD.
So, enjoy sitting around listening to Condo Craze and HOAs? Good. But when the show is done and you'd like to get in the shape of your life, get up and get to it with Cruise. Body by Cruise is the personal trainer of the area's best hard bodies. Their training and techniques will help you get results like never before. And Cruise makes it easy. If your home or condo has gym facilities, Body by Cruise comes to you. The hassles of signing up and going to a gym often don't pan out, so Body by Cruise trains in the privacy of your own home. Cruise has trained well-known fitness gems like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Click the website to see more. Bodybycruise.com. That's bodybycruise.com. Or call 305-766-6877. You can get in the shape of your life. You can get results. All you need is the proper training, motivation, and know-how. And that's what you get with personal trainer Body by Cruise. Click bodybycruise.com and they'll come to you. Or call now 305-766-6877. Ask Eric. He's been training with Cruise for over 4 years.
The talk you want,
the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD,